So I realized that I did not post my answer to this poor Anon who is hardly hit by depression. So this will be the first part of this recording that is a really long ramble about a movie that I watched and that I really urge you to watch because advise you is not strong enough. You should watch this movie because it's really great. So the few words I have for you who is depressed starts at 15 seconds, and you can hear the ramble about the movie beginning at 3 minutes and 15 seconds. I'm definitely not the best person to try and understand what you are going through because I've never experienced a really deep depression, and I'm mostly just being here and doing what I should be doing for the past 2 years, since I didn't feel as happy as I was before, and not really feeling too much of anything. It's apathy, if I'm correct in English. But it's true that loneliness can be kind of crushing at times. And I'm incredibly lucky that I made two friends at work over the past 5 years, one who arrived a few months ago. Because without the admittedly rare and occasions where we do things, I don't know in which state I would be without that, human contact. And like I said, I won't tell you exactly what to do, but I just hope that you'll find the strength to somehow fight this terrible thing and push it back out of your life to finally be happy again. Just a little idea that kind of helps me fight loneliness. If you have any interest into games, video games, did you try playing online with people? I know that I really liked playing in World of Warcraft years ago with all the friends that I kind of made in my guild. Like, not real, but it was nice talking with them when I was online. And it isn't as hard as going outside and socializing for real, since you don't have to move at all. You can stay behind your computer, and you can be pretty silent if you don't want to say much and just go with the flow. You don't have to say you're a boy or a girl if you don't want to. You don't have to speak or anything. Just type a few things like hello, goodbye, and answer when you maybe are asked a question. But I don't know, it's something that I really found interesting when I was a little bit younger. So try to keep your spirits up, or try to lift your spirits and everything. And if I'm one of the performers who helped you, I'm really, really glad that I've been able to do that. I wanted to talk about a movie that I watched again today and some of the stuff it made me think about or realize, I don't know. And first of all, because it's a really good movie, if you don't mind watching movies that aren't with real people that are drawn, it's an anime. It's Howl's Moving Castle from 2004, or in the original title, maybe you know it by that name, is Aoru no Ugoku Shiro, if I'm not butchering that name too much. I will try not to spoil anything, but it's the story of a young girl who is cursed by a witch, and she becomes really old, and she flees the city too, and she finds helps with a young kind of wizard, and also the country is in war with other country, and the backstory, and from Hayao Miyazaki, and if you don't know that director, it's so great. All of his movies are, I really love all of them. It's drawn, it's like I said, it's kind of it's Japanese animation, so an anime, but it's not really for child, well, not too young children, because you have monsters, blood, or really like dark magic usually, death, really like war in this one, so it's more for a young teen, maybe, if you want to start, and you can definitely watch it if you are an adult. And you will understand much more things if you are an adult also. But yeah, so if you have I think 2 hours to kill, because it lasts about 2 hours, I think, this is a really great movie, and since you kind of have a sentimental story, and the end is really poignant, really c'est poignant en français. It really hit you in the gut and the heart. I don't know. I realize that this is the kind of movies that I watch now, and I allow myself to, well, shed a few tears, yeah, to cry, because this is what I was thinking about when I said also what it made me realize and everything, because for the longest time I was not that emotional with anything. Not because I was trying to be like, oh, I'm a man, I don't cry, I don't feel bad, or, but I just never, I felt sad, like, I was pretty young, I must have been like around 13 or 15 when I lost my grandparents, because they were 82 and 92 and 89 years old, so, and they were, so it was a pretty decent age to live to. I felt sad, but I did not cry at all, because it was, they had a really long and not nice in the for the whole duration life, because they lived through both World War and other French wars and everything. But they had a really long and good life, so it was normal to die at that age. They even reached a pretty, well, advanced age for someone of their generation, and without being old, really old, like you cannot move by yourself, you have to have people taking care of you. So my granddad, he worked in his garden, and not like a doing a few strawberries and one or two salads. He, like, it was easily like 10 meters on 10 meters of potatoes, so if anyone ever planted potatoes and harvested them, you know what it can be. A few Mirabelle, kind of prune, but yellow, that you find, that the specialty of my region, Lorraine, in the northeast of France. Not a few raspberries bush, like 10 apple trees, and so it was, and he had also like 10 or 15 chickens, so he was really busy until the very end. And I'm completely drifting away from what I was saying, but so that's kind of the point of rambling. Yeah, so I did not cry at his funeral. Of course, like anyone, I cried when I hurt myself, because when you are kind of living in next to woods and everything, a lot of biking and stuff like that, skating, and you can hurt yourself pretty bad, so you cry when you are really hurting yourself. Not when it's too bad, because I know that my biggest injury when I broke my arm, I did not cry at all. I was like, oh fuck, what, what the fuck is happening? Why is it like that? I think I should go tell my mom. I don't like that feeling. So, back to the story. So I finally discovered, and I literally mean that I discovered feelings when I started dating what I thought at the time was the love of my life. And like, I did not knew that I could love someone that much. I did not knew that I could feel that kind of passion for with someone, and I let myself also experience. I don't know, it's like it opened something. I don't like the gates of my emotions, because now when I watch movies, like, I cry when it's something really, really sad or really emotional, like Howl's Moving Castle. I feel really much more angry or sad or all of those emotions that I felt, but not that much before. Now I really let them flow, and this is something weird, because even though I don't have any feelings for her anymore, and I don't have a lot of feelings, like I said, I'm just going through life because, well, this is what I should be doing, but I don't really have a point into anything right now for the past like 2 years. It will be better someday. It has to pick up someday. I'm sure that it's getting closer and closer every day. Well, I hope so. Even if those kind of feelings don't matter to me, like, I'm not that sad that I don't see much people, like 5 years and I don't have any, almost any friends in the city I've been living in. I don't go out, I don't see many people. But when I watch a movie, and it's a good movie that you really get into it, or when I read some stories in a book, or some stories that you can read on B, I have to admit that the angriest I've ever felt in my entire life, I've never felt that much anger, even when I was with her, or when we broke up and everything. That story, when you will know the one I'm talking about, if I tell, just when the girl texts her boyfriend who cannot be here, come home please, like 48 times, because his parents prevented him from being with her. This story is just impossible to read without crying and wanting to kill those, no, especially the fucking stepmother, if you have a heart. But yeah, and when I read move when I oh hear some, not really songs, because I songs really made me place me in a good mood, even if they are sad, it's not the kind of same feeling. But yeah, I feel that so much more, and I'm glad that I feel like that sometimes, because it's a really nice change of pace. And I don't know how to end this. But yeah, so if you want to see a really good movie that will make you cry, I think by the end you should at least have more watery eyes. You can watch Howl's Moving Castle, and it's a really beautiful movie. It's the images, the images are really beautiful. The story is good. I really love that movie. And I hope that I was easy enough to understand with that nose of mine, and I hope that I did not did that kind of stuff with my nose too much during the recording.